Scene 13. Whitehall.
How many deeds have I kissed now, Colonel?
That was number 563. I must say, for a foreign lass, you've got an extraordinary stamina. Your unique talents have caught the attention of the entire Whitehall staff. Carry on like this, and there'll be an invitation to the War Office Christmas party for you.
It is not for your crummy approbation that I conduct my tireless search. It is my heart which yearns for the man I love.
Yes, jolly good show. Can I offer you a sandwich?
We must carry on. Carry on, you understand?
Yes, but your beautiful lips must need refreshment.
I am made of sterner stuff. Have you not heard of my tireless work entertaining the troops? I just have to give.
I quite understand. Vera Lynn's exactly the same. I must say, I'm still nervous about our rejecting candidate 278. He was an old Etonian.
He also had a wooden leg, a lisp, a metal plate in his head, and one arm was longer than the other.
But in an emergency, under dim lighting conditions?
No one can take the place of the genuine Dick Barton.
Suppose not. Well, I think there's time for one more before lunch. Let's have him in. Thank you, Pixie. Well, it looks like... I think...
At last, this could be the real thing.
Well, stop wasting time, woman. Kiss him and let's find out. Well, is this the real Dick Barton?
I don't know. It's not quite as I remember, but yes, I think it is.
Welcome back to the fold, old boy.
You here? Thanks, Bab. I can't wait to do all them secrety agency type things, but I'll have to pop back to Bromsgrove to see if the missus can feed me pigeons.
No, foiled again. Will this torture never end?
Get out, you cowardly impostor, and be grateful we don't set the dogs on you.
Very sorry, I'm sure.
I can't stand it any more. To be so close and yet to have my hopes smashed into 1,000 pieces. Why has fate done this to me?
Ah, good afternoon, everyone. Barton here, reporting for duty. Good to see you're batting for our team now, Marta.
Get out, you cruel impostor. Can't you see my heart is breaking, and yet you and your countrymen come here to taunt me with your thorny accent, dashing Macintosh, a natty little hat perched at a rakish angle. No more, Colonel, I beg you, I can't stand it. My heart is breaking. Don't make me carry on.
Calling London HQ. Calling London HQ. Attention, London. We have red alert.
Oh. Secret agents Roger and Wilco here.
Partners in spying.
And now fine-tune aficionados. Wilco's just been terribly brave, haven't you, darling?
All in the call of duty, Rog.
Late last night, Wilco penetrated a terrorist ring.
Done the same thing, darling.
It seems the blighters have placed a bomb in Whitehall HQ. There's enough explosive there to play havoc with the soft furnishings.
I must say, I won't be sorry to see the carpet go.
The bomb is primed for 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time and set to detonate to use of any cheap sexual innuendo. It's vital that you avoid any use of smut during the launch hour. You must evacuate.
Repeat, evacuate. You can be awfully commanding, Rogina.
Thanks, Wiggy.
This is Roger and Wilco.
Saying over.
And out.
But Miss Heartburn, take courage. It's lunch hour. Just one more, and then you can have a nice rest.
I won't do it.
You must do it. The future of the free world could depend on it. You must carry on.
You can beg, plead, and barter all you like, but I will not put my lips on your doppelganger.
Don't worry, I'm a trained lifesaver.
My hero.
Pardon me, ma'am, I must go. Duty calls. The survival of the free world is in my hands.
That was a real Dick Barton.
And indeed it was. Meanwhile, at the Viper's Nest, Sir Stanley Fritters, fearful for his daughter's life, has revealed his secrets to Baron Scarhart. Are the exertions of Ifel to prove unstoppable?